and of her two brothers, the Messieurs d'Aubray, one being civil lieutenant and the other a councillor of Parliament. In person, it seemed hard to believe that she had really done such wicked deeds, for she was of a mild appearance and of short stature, with a fair skin and blue eyes. Yet the court, having found her guilty, condemned her to the ordinary and to the extraordinary question, in order that she might be forced to name her accomplices, after which she should be carried in a cart to the place de Grève, there to have her head cut off, her body being afterwards burned, and her ashes scattered to the winds. The date of this entry is July 16, 1676. "It is interesting," said I, "but not convincing. How do you prove the two women to be the same?" "I am coming to that. The narrative goes on to tell of the woman's behavior when questioned. When the executioner approached her, she recognized him by the cords which he held in his hands, and she at once held out her own hands to him, looking at him from head to foot, without uttering a word. How's that?" "Yes, it was so. She gazed without wincing upon the wooden horse and rings which had twisted so many limbs and caused so many shrieks of agony. When her eyes fell upon the three pails of water which were all ready for her, she said with a smile, 'All that water must have been brought here for the purpose of drowning me, monsieur. You have no idea, I trust, of making a person of my small stature